Radio UNAD Virtual, emisora de la UNAD, Colombia, para una audiencia global.
Las opiniones expresadas a continuación son única y exclusivamente responsabilidad de los invitados y no comprometen a Radio UNAD Virtual.
Muchos años después.
A year ago, these cops and lawyers wouldn't dare cross.
Amo la nostra fedeltà. Alle altri?
Ein 15-jähriger Junge auf mysteriöse Weise verschwunden.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Turn up the volume.
Y déjate llevar.
Music.
Entertainment.
Y todo lo que quieres escuchar.
Everything in just one place.
Share.
Enjoy.
Discover.
Practice.
And learn.
In Millionaire. Let's go.
Programa del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas de la UNED.
Hello everyone, welcome to In Billionaire. We are happy to have you here. We have today a special episode that is about Mandela's effect. Yeah, how are you, Camilo, Caro, Nico and Steph?
Hello everybody, I'm pleased to be here again with you, sharing all this information. As you say, Paolo, we will talk about today about curiosities, interesting facts, and the challenge that comes with learning English and today, critically evaluating the world around us. So stay tuned.
Hello everyone, it's great to see you today and welcome to today's episode. Los invitamos a que nos saluden en WhatsApp al número 321-957-7464. Y también a que participen en nuestra trivia a través de WhatsApp en nuestro arroba inbilloa.
Hi viewers and listeners, as Caro said, we invite you to join this conversation we will have about false memories, massive false memories, and the way those can modify the way we perceive reality.
Yeah, so let's hear it.
No rumors, no fluff, just the cold hard truth. This is Only Facts, your go-to source for everything you need to know.
So, as usual, we have some datasos in Spanish about today's topic, right?
Yep, let me start by telling you all what the Mandela effect is. Essentially, this could be a memory phenomenon where a large group of people have an idea or a belief. They all think it's true, but it is actually false or inaccurate.
We have a lot of that,
yeah.
I think.
And we can find examples of this in different things, historical facts up to misquoted movie lines.
Yes, for sure. And you know what? The term
what?
Was coined by researcher Fiona Broom in the late 2000s. And in 2009, she discovered that she and many other people were sharing this false idea that Nelson Mandela had died in prison in the 80s.
Oh.
But the truth is that he died in 2013 at the age of 95, yes.
Okay, so I have another information about this Mandela's effect is in pop culture. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have seen many times, most of you, the Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes yeah. Back, right? So, and you probably remember the most iconic sentence there, would say Darth Vader, Luke, I am your father. But you might be really surprised to learn that the actual line was, no, I am your father.
What?
That's yeah. right. Don't you believe me? Take it.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
Wow.
What do you think about it? What do you think about
no,
it?
No, I am your father.
Commonly, the people commonly quote incorrectly.
Yeah.
So we were all mistaken.
Yeah, yeah.
In Spanish or in English?
Both. I would say both.
Even in another cultural products, for example, if you remember in Toy Story 2, I guess, when the sword is the another evil toy, is telling to Buzz, I am your father. And it says, no, I am your father.
So this is a great example of how we create and recreate these false memories.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Moving to Colombia, I have another one from a nice...
The Castro Chavismo.
Not today. About Gabriel, I have one about Gabriel García Márquez and a tale called Algo Muy Grave Va a Suceder en Este Pueblo. Here we can find a perfect example of a Mandela effect, where there is a character, a woman, who wakes up having a gut feeling, en caso de que no conozcamos la expresión, es como un presentimiento, in which she feels something terrible will happen that day. She shares that worry with his son starts talking about it with friends, and suddenly, out of the blue, the whole town is talking about a tragedy, and believing something terrible will happen. To finish with this, there is actually a tragedy, but it was not expected to happen. It only occurs because people provoked it by creating a tragedy out of nothing.
My God, so that is a short or a small resume, let's say, of many of Mandela's effects we have in the world, and also shows how our brains can make easily memories and remains or details about it and also share it, okay? Share them, right? So we invite you, all of you on Instagram to send us any example of Mandela's effect you know, right? And also we are gonna share that in our posts, okay? So let's continue.
The Hype, si es vital, está aquí. Siente el hype.
Como es bien sabido, pues en Inviloner no solo compartimos lo viral, sino también temas que obligan a pensar críticamente, ¿no? ¿Cierto? Entonces, el tema central de hoy es el efecto Mandela y la importancia de este, pues en la vida de todos, en la vida de la sociedad como tal. Especialmente para estudiantes y profesores, ¿cierto?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The Mandela effect isn't just a fun fact, actually. It has deep implications in how we process information, especially in the academic world. So, for the students and teachers, for example, the effect highlights the importance of critical learning. That's what we want to talk today. We cannot accept information passively, so we need to verify it. The question, why? Because even our most vivid personal and collective memories can be wrong, and we usually experience that. Sometimes we tell an old story from maybe our childhood and we change some details, and later we think and accept that it was true, but it didn't happen. So
it's
more like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm totally agree on that, because confabulation thing and suggestions make our brains believe that happened, and also is based on information that is constantly repeated and intrinsically we shared and hear about that. So we repeat what we heard to others without any clue or source of that. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And one way to understand this, the effect, the Mandela effect, is through literature. We can find it in George Orwell's Animal Farm, which is in Spanish known as Rebellion en la Granja, you know? And, there are seven commandments or siete mandamientos that are written on a barn wall by two pigs. They are the leaders, Napoleon and Squealer, right?
Squealer is soplón.
Yes. And the idea is that the animals could know how to behave in this small society.
But they are leader by another pig, is called on Mayer. On Mayer. So they wrote, but the ideology is given by, or was given by on Mayer, who is the a big peak.
Yeah, that is the ideology is the
animalism.
Yeah. And okay, it turns out that these leaders, as they start gaining power and more power, they need to change little by little these commandments so that they could justify their bad actions and special treatment, right? And it works the same way because the Mandela effect is here seen as this. People or the animals remember something clearly, the commandments, but as they start being changed, they start being false memories.
And right. The animals hesitates about, well, but the commandment was something different, but
yes.
I don't remember. But well, we wrote that, so we accept that.
Yeah, they have to accept it. And I was wrong.
Yeah, I was wrong.
this idea. And okay, I would like you to listen to these seven commandments taken by the movie. You can find the movie in YouTube. It is easy to find.
Yep.
So let's listen to them.
These are old Major's thoughts, the principles of animalism. We must always remember what he taught us.
What is important is that we must never come to resemble man in any way.
One, whatever goes upon two legs is an enemy. Two, whatever goes upon four legs or has wings is a friend.
After all, we are animals.
Three, no animal shall wear clothes. Four, no animal shall sleep in a bed.
We can no longer stoop to his level.
Five, no animal shall drink alcohol.
Or engage in trade.
Six, no animal shall kill any other animal.
Fighting each other is the nature of man.
Ah, Pincher, sit down.
And most importantly, seven.
Amongst us animals, there must be unity and comradeship. All animals are equal.
Con este muy efusivo audio que nos muestra todos estos commandments, me gustaría introducir esa conversación y que podamos hablar un poco de cómo estos mandamientos que acabamos de escuchar tienen una conexión tan directa con el efecto Mandela. Si ustedes lo perciben allí, la clave está en cómo se empiezan a percibir estos cambios por los animales, que pues es básicamente a través de la confusión. Y esto incita pues a esa duda, a la falsa certeza que son propias del efecto Mandela. Vamos a mirar algunos de ellos. Empecemos con el primer mandamiento original.
No animal shall sleep in a bed.
Que se modificó luego a...
No animal shall sleep in a bed with sheets.
Y luego en español es... Bueno, en español es ningún animal dormirá en una cama con sábanas.
Si nos damos cuenta al agregarle ese con sábanas o with sheets a... Básicamente lo que se hace es hacer una alteración conveniente para justificar que los cerdos, y solo los cerdos, quienes eran los que estaban a cargo de, digamos que monitorear estos mandamientos, pudiesen dormir en camas. Se modifica todo el mandamiento a conveniencia de un grupo específico. Bueno, vamos con otro de los mandamientos.
No animal shall drink alcohol.
The modified one is, no animal shall drink alcohol to excess.
Ningún animal beberá alcohol en exceso.
Nuevamente aquí tenemos la frase original y al agregarle el sin exceso o el no excess a lo que se hace es poner una ambigüedad en el mandamiento original simplemente para que los cerdos pues pudiesen beber algo de alcohol. Pero si se dan cuenta no es muy claro. ¿Qué significa to excess? Es algo que se puede interpretar de manera muy subjetiva.
Y fíjense que la idea original de estos mandamientos era no parecerse a los humanos, pero cada modificación a cada uno de los mandamientos lo que hace es ir introduciendo cada vez más cómo los animales van asumiendo prácticas de los seres humanos.
Hasta el punto de...
Ellos se rebelan en contra de los humanos. Ajá. Y terminan pareciéndose a eso, sí. A lo que se rebelan. Por eso es una novela alegórica,
sí,
también.
Sí, 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 es bien interesante, ¿no? Entonces de allí terminan, sobre todo en los últimos mandamientos, termina todo volviéndose todavía más caótico y más conflictivo de lo que se ha planteado allí. Entonces, y de paso consolida el control de los cerdos. Entonces miremos uno de esos últimos mandamientos que dice así:
No animal shall kill any other animal.
La modificación sería: No animal shall kill any other animal without cause.
Y su traducción en español: Ningún animal matará a otro animal sin causa.
Es decir, se introduce la excepción del respeto a la vida entre los animales y termina aceptándose que si hay la necesidad, pues tendrá que matarse siempre y cuando haya una causa. Uh-huh. Que en la novela siempre la determinan son Napoleón y
Squealer,
¿cierto? Y la última, que es una de realmente de mis máximas incluso de pensamiento, porque uno lo puede evidenciar en la cotidianidad política del país, en muchos escenarios, ¿cierto? Donde siempre se habla de igualdad. Esto es una maravilla. ¿Cómo dice originalmente en inglés?
Dice, all animals are equal.
Y la modificación sería, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others.
Uy, ¿qué tal? Repítame esa, Nicolás, hágame el favor, repítame esa, que es que me cala aquí.
Tendríamos el original, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others.
Y en español es, todos los animales son iguales, pero algunos animales son más iguales que otros.
Y ya con eso lo dice básicamente todo, ¿no? El establecer que en esa igualdad hay jerarquías, que hay sobreposiciones, pues termina pervirtiendo ese principio fundamental de igualdad entre los animales, y esa excepción termina marcando un elemento que es absurdo, pero absoluto dentro de lo que va a ser la transformación del comportamiento de los líderes en este caso, y pues por supuesto fundamenta no, sino ahonda, profundiza la duda de los animales en... Pero todos éramos iguales, pero como así que ahora unos más que otros, ¿no? Y a mí me encanta esa frase porque...
Y estamos mal nosotros.
Sí, sí, claro,
y
siempre.
Y estamos mal nosotros.
¿Cierto?
And sí.
There is the effect of repetition on how the information is presented to the others, right? In that sense, our recommendation always is, always check your resources.
Yeah.
Or your source, right? Because if you got the information, it back to you, so you say, what is that coming from? And then you check that, and then you can criticize or analyze that, and then you repeat it, okay? That's a powerful lesson for today, guys, right? Continue.
It is.
Push past your limits. Break through barriers and go beyond the limits of human understanding. Take the extra mile.
And now, speaking about the devil, we are gonna focus on language and memory, right?
Así es, Pablo. Precisamente vamos a revisar en esta sección un poco algunos tips que nos pueden servir tomados del efecto Mandela referente al hecho de cómo podemos moldear nuestro cerebro. Y en este caso vamos a revisar un poco ese moldeamiento cerebral, por supuesto aplicado al aprendizaje de cualquier idioma.
Yeah, that's true. And you should activate your memory instead of having a passive acceptance of everything. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to learning languages, for example, learning vocabulary, you should, instead of rereading long lists of vocabulary, you should instead test yourself by using some flashcards. Now you can create the flashcards with artificial intelligence, or you can find many kind of activities there in internet, and you can also speak the words out loud. This is a great exercise to learn vocabulary, and this is, as you can see, you have to do something. Yeah, that is the opposite to passive acceptance. The other one is to give context to the words. You don't learn isolated vocabulary, but you learn and practice in context. And we as teachers know this this methodology, which is total physical response, which is association with body and learning something, learning a language. So I would like to do an exercise with you today and of course with our listeners right now. So I'm gonna do something and you are gonna guess, okay, what I'm doing. Okay, so this is the first one.
Clapping?
Okay, Pablo.
Clapping.
Yes, clapping. What am I doing?
Clapping.
Okay, I am clapping. Yeah. What am I doing? Clapping. Yes, yeah. Of course. Very good. I'm clapping. Yes. We are clapping because this is a great episode today.
Okay,
let's continue. Pay attention to this one.
Okay.
Repetition, yes.
Yeah, repetition.
Imitation, yes. That's it.
Natural repetition in this case.
What am I doing?
That is joining, having a join.
Yes, I'm joining. Yes, yeah. Very good. Because, okay, no reason to be joining today here. And the last one. Pay attention.
I do it.
Listen. Okay. It sounds natural.
Natural.
So natural.
Such a good actor you are.
Okay, so what is Pablo doing? He's
coughing.
Coughing. Yes, he's coughing. Okay, so this is an example. You can play this game, charade. Ta-da.
Yeah.
That is useful to learn.
As you have already mentioned, the context is an important element in this process because false memories often lack a specific information and accurate context. When we are learning a new word, it is a suggestion or a grammar rule, always embed it in a realistic and reliable, relatable context in order that you can remember in a better way the information and describe all those things, but with a clear reference. For example, you have already done, say something and repeat it and try to
give an example
in a context. For example, if we are learning, I don't know, maybe a vocabulary about food, and maybe Paolo, in this case, our example. So, Paolo, you need to do a fruit salad.
Okay.
What are your favorite fruits there?
Oh my God, mango, banana, strawberry, and let's say passion fruit.
For in this case, the context about what Paolo likes. Can help him to remember all those words in a better way, in a proper way.
Yeah, to group the vocabulary and lexical fields.
That's right.
Another tip that applies not only for languages but also for life is to normalize errors and also to normalize correcting them. The Mandela Effect shows us how persistent a false memory can be once it is set in our minds. Therefore, in languages, it's normal to make mistakes. We will all make mistakes when learning a new language and learning anything. The key is not to feel bad for the mistake, but to check it and correct it right away, and then to practice the correct form. That avoids the consolidation of that false memory, que en lenguas lo conocemos como fosilización, and avoids the mistake itself. Let's try with an example of this. If we want to say a él no le gusta la pasta, how can we say that in English?
We could say he don't like pasta.
Alright, that's a way to say it, but if I'm not mistaken, it sounds better with doesn't, don't you think?
Yeah, so is he doesn't like pasta.
Right, that way, as you can see, we are dealing with the mistake and correcting it right away to avoid its consolidation.
So, how did you say the proper way?
This guy doesn't like pasta, or he doesn't like pasta.
Okay, right. So, what I have done is the importance of repetition is another strategy to clarify the information and make a better remembrance about this. So that gives your brain the chance to consolidate learning and prevent it from becoming just a superficial suggestion. We have seen in our students most of the time that they say he don't like pasta. It is a common mistake in our students. And because they forget, for example, in this case, the grammar rule about the third singular person. So when you repeat this, you can modify, change, and improve your English skills. So, by the way, talking about the Mandela's effect, do you know any case of public recognition of this situation? I don't know.
Well, I think the banana massacre, o la masacre de las bananeras, que también se recrea, es otro gran ejemplo en Cien Años de Soledad, cómo se trabaja allí, desde la ficción.
Hay una cantidad, pero el que... Voy a traer dos, el Coca-Cola, lo que divide coca y cola, dicen que es una virgulina, otro que es un guión, otro que está arriba, y la realidad es que siempre ha sido un guión en la mitad.
¿Ah?
Y la gente piensa que siempre ha sido una virgulilla en español. Otro es el viejito del monóculo del monopolio, que, bueno, el viejito del monopolio, no del monóculo, que siempre tiene un monóculo en la portada del juego. Pues nunca ha tenido un monóculo. Esa es otra. Y esa me la mencionó...
Infancia destruida 3-2-1.
Exactamente. Y esa me la mencionó Edward, un oyente especial, compañero. Ese dice uno y también menciona la de Look, soy tu padre.
Ok.
Y la última, la cola de Pikachu.
¿Qué
¿Cómo
pasa?
Era? O sea, ¿cuál es el recuerdo de la cola de Pikachu de Pokémon? ¿Cómo termina? ¿De qué color era?
¿Roja?
No, es amarilla.
Amarilla.
Y en la punta... Toda amarilla.
Sí.
La gran mayoría.
Ya creo que no.
Nos están soplando aquí detrás de cámara. Negro, negro.
Ahí están develando su vejez. Pues la gente piensa que la punta del Pikachu es cafecita y pues no es toda amarilla. Otro efecto Mandela pues más trendy. ¿Sí? Esos son los ejemplos que tengo.
So, in conclusion, use your brain's tendency to accept repeated information, but make sure that information is correct, applied critically. Move on.
Yes.
Yep. So that was a wonderful episode for today. And the challenge that we brought to you is challenge your mind. Every time, challenge your mind. Don't, as we say in Spanish, no comentero. Check your sources and ask if the information is correct or not, right?
Bueno, gracias compañeros, gracias a todos por escucharnos, por acompañarnos el día de hoy. Esperamos que este episodio los inspire a ser un poco más críticos con la información que estamos nosotros recibiendo antes de repostear o de reenviar una determinada información, pues que podamos revisarla muy bien.
Thank you all, viewers and listeners. See you and hear you next time. And don't forget to follow us on our social networks. In this case, Instagram, @inbiloa.
And remember, that's all for today. And remember, share, discover, share, enjoy, discover, practice and learn.
Inbilonaire!
I am your father.
Radio UNAD Virtual, emisora de la UNAD, Colombia, para una audiencia global.